Welcome to episode 233 of Teijutagawa Bookmakers. I'll be rambling on about fiction at minute 5. In the last week or so, I made an A5 size blank notebook, starting with the design of the pages themselves. They, of course, have page numbers. They have a little diagram or little picture in it, and then the rest of it is blank. So that's what the client wanted, and that's what the client got. But first, I organized it on the computer, then I printed it out, then I sewed it, then I glued on the spine and the maul and the spine piece, and then I cut the foredge so it's nice and straight. After that, of course, I made the cover, and the cover is red with the client's name on the front, but the spine is black, so it's got a looks like a leathery spine and book cloth for the rest of it. And it is 110 pages long. Blank that she wants to use on her travels, so it is going to be filled with information. Hopefully it will last her longer than her vacation, longer than her trip, which I think is going to be a month. But she can add what she wants or not add anything at all. However, it's finished, and it has nice end papers. The end papers are very mosaic type. They're very nice. They're green, but the cover, of course, is red. And, of course, it also has a bookmark so that she can find herself if she is so desired. That is the first thing I accomplished this last week. The second thing I accomplished this last week is to make an A6 size book. I have not yet cased it in, because I was working on this other one. I'm going to case it in with a Japanese-esque, kimono-esque cover with, I believe I'm going to have black spine and black corners, three-quarter binding. I'm going to have a three-corner binding, the black spine and the black foredge corners, and the rest is going to be a kimono-esque cover with graph paper. And most of it is graph paper with pages and bookmark, of course. And it's about 110 pages itself. This A6 is going to be a present for someone who helped me out when I was in trouble not too long ago, before the new year. So now it's after the new year. I hope to finish it. Hope to case it in tomorrow. And we will have pictures up of both of them in the near future over at teijutagawabookmakers.podbean.com, which I hope you will check out. As well as checking out my YouTube channel, I have the latest one is a link stitch how-to video with pictures and movie, because it's a YouTube video. So please check that out too over at YouTube and type in Teijutagawa Bookmakers. One of the things I like about bookbinding is the frantic pace that the last few seconds involve of getting the glue on and putting the end papers in correctly so that the book closes correctly and everything. It's hurry up and don't do anything fast. I enjoy that. It's also stressful, but that's one of the things I enjoy. Also, on this book, I believe I've got the spine correct. In a previous podcast, I was talking about how I can't get the space between the spine and the book cover itself correct, and I experimented with two or three books, and I finally got one right. And this time, it's not an experiment, but I got it right. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You can congratulate me later, but I hope I can continue in this vein in the future. Because that is the most disappointing part for me, is to finish the book and notice the spine, the space between the spine and the cover is not large enough. It doesn't look bad, it's okay, but I would like it to be larger and have that crease in there so people can say things like, as someone did, they'll look at it and go, oh, it looks just like a real book, which is, I think, a compliment in my skills. Although my skills aren't that great, but still, it's nice that people can say, ooh, it looks just like a real book. And what did I learn in this little escapade this week? By me explaining some of my mistakes, hopefully you will not make the same mistakes. So what did I learn by making this particular notebook? First, Measuring, of course, I've learned before, measuring has to be quite accurate. And second, I should take more time to measure and cut, because the actual kimono-esque type part of the cover was a little off. But it's passable, but it's not my best work, and I enjoy making it. But I would say first, measure correctly, and then second, make sure that the book cloth is aligned better than I aligned it on this one. So alignment and measurement, as always, are important when making a book. And now I'm going to talk about what I've been doing in the writing section. In the writing fiction section of my life, I have added quite a few pages to Fear Itself, and I have outlined the next book, which is The Sound of Fear. Fear the Dead is the next one, and then The Sound of Fear. But what I have done with The Fear Itself, as I said last week, is I think I have improved it. I've made it stronger, and I'm going through what I have written, and I've made it more action-packed, but also deeper, so that characters come alive more. And I hope that's what people want. I hope people don't want cardboard characters doing action. Never know. You've seen movies, action movies, and this is not an action movie. It's an action book, but the characters are still real. I hope they come across as real. Real characters that you can associate with, or you can say that I know this person. Hopefully the characters you can relate to. I hope you can relate to the characters as you understand their motivation and their fears and their desires. Now, not everybody is a bad guy. No, they're all bad guys. They're all good guys. Even the bad guys think they're doing good for somebody, mostly themselves, which is why we call them bad guys. They're just interested in doing what they think will be good for them, but they still think they are doing good, and they sometimes think they are doing good for other people too. So they're bad guys in the book, but you can relate to them as they're doing something they think is important for them and their group. The fact that their group is doing bad things to many other people is another problem. However, I have been working on that, and I've been typing it and writing and thinking about it, and I've written the final scene. I have not gotten from point A to the final scene, but point A and the final scene are very close together. Our hero, the person we relate to the most as doing good for most people, he is going to discover something in the next 10 pages, and then he's going to run into the final chapter, and I hope that will do it, and I can continue with book 2 of the Fear trilogy, which is Fear the Dead. Anyway, that's what I've been doing in writing, that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. Thanks for dropping by, hope to see you again soon, have a good day.